This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Browns begin the NFL season on Sunday. The team has had little time to get adjusted under new head coach Kevin Stefanski because of the pandemic. Terry, it's a tough opening game for the Browns on the road against Baltimore.
I have to admit, Amanda, this first game makes me very nervous if you're a Browns fan, because Baltimore's established, the Browns are not. Ravens, John Harbaugh has been the coach forever. You know, they have Lamar Jackson, one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Now, granted, in the old days, when there were fans in the stands like last year, Baltimore was a very tough place to play. Of course, that's not going to be an issue this year. But just in terms of they're not having to learn a whole new offense, a whole new defense, they're just kind of doing the regular changes that you do from year to year. The Browns players come in, and what do they have that's new?
Basically everything. New coach, new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator.
Yes. So you have all this new. Now, one of the ways you could kind of try to speed the process along is preseason games.
There were none.
None. Now, granted, in the past, the starters played limited time at preseason games, but usually if you added it up over the four preseason games, the starters at least played a total of four quarters against another team with officials throwing flags and all of that. They've had none of that. Amanda, imagine this. The NFL, for good reason, was so strict. You know, when we went out to see practice, binoculars were needed. A telescope would have been even wiser. We are so far away from the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of 6 feet social distancing, it's like 6 miles. I mean, it was really hard to see. And, you know, there's safety reasons for all this stuff, but in terms of preparing for football, this is not how you do it.
On a plus side, there's been a lot of talk about Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, and some changes he's made in the offseason.
Right. He lost at least 10 pounds. He does seem to be quicker. Secondly, I heard he's got a couple of commercials coming out, but it wasn't the whole summer of doing magazine interviews with GQ. And
yeah.
They think he has studied more. He's certainly been humble. But I think the way we judge the Browns and Baker Mayfield is not on game one Sunday. Or how about game two comes 4 days later, the following Thursday?
Against the Bengals.
Against the Bengals at home. I think it's almost like you divide the season up. Sometimes they say into quarters, you know, 16 games, four games. But to me, I really think that we'll get a better handle on the Browns the last 8 games of the season. Because by then, you know what's happening? These early games and that, it's almost like this is practice.
Yeah.
Like this is serious practice and preparation. And I really am going to try to stress when I'm writing or talking about it, you know, some element of patience is really needed. Now, do the Browns have some talent? What do you think?
I think they do.
Yeah. Like, who do you like? What players do you like to watch?
Jarvis Landry.
Exactly, Jarvis Landry.
Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb is one of the best runners in the NFL. Kareem Hunt is an excellent player. So you've got a really good running back. So you said Jarvis Landry. Odell Beckham is very talented. I've always had some reservations about him, but there's no question on the talent. Offensive line that's been upgraded. I have to admit, I'm very worried about the defense. I mean, they have Myles Garrett and a couple of other good players. They've had a lot of injuries, and they're changing around everything they do, too.
Are you giving a prediction of the record?
I'm going to have to. I'm going with 8-8.
8-8.
Fans would want better.
Yeah.
But I just think that my reservation was the lack of preparation for them and for other teams. As one coach said to me, a lot of football is muscle memory. And my guess is the young coaching staff, they're going to look like rookies at times too. But there's, as you mentioned the name, see, this is a little different this year than some of the others. There is talent.
Yeah.
So there is reason for hope. Besides, I'm not going to bury the team before they play their first game.
NFL season starting, Terry. Thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.